You're listening to Amud B'Chazaro, Daniel Eisberg, Maseches Ervin, Daf Chof, Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of a barrage of questions from Abaye to Rabba regarding Pasei Biraos. We just reviewing the last couple of simanim, briefly. We had on Daf Yud Ches, remember there was a chuppah, Shemana Esrei the chuppah, so we have a chuppah that's built on over a public water hole, and it has these diyumdin with a face of the Chasen Kala on it, and everyone's praising the Chasen Kala fully until they walk in, reminding us of, you know, those three points of the Pasei Biraos and the diyumdin and the two partsufin of Adam and Chava, and only miksa shivcha befanav, only partial praise of a person in front of them. And then we just had Daf Yud Tes, which is a yacht, and this is the yacht going to Gehenim. Yacht on its way to Gehenim, and the people are proclaiming Hashem's perfect justice. They're being matzdik the din on their way to Gehenim, but the Jewish passengers brought fire resistant clothing. And they left it on a round rock that served as a double post. So that teaches us, first of all, the discussion about people in Gehenna being matzdik the din, as well as the fact that that the fires of Gehenna don't rule over most Jews there. You know, and we learn a lot of things about Gehenna: the seven names of Gehenna, three entrances to Gehenna. And the fire resistant clothing was on the round rock that served as a double post, which is one of the questions that Abaye asked Rabba. Can a mound which served as a double post? And we had a machlokes about round rocks, square rocks. We say rowan. Round rocks require two rowan, and there's a machlokes whether we accept that or not. And now we are on Daf Chaf, or we're going to be on Daf Chaf. Chaf, the siman is going to be a cafe. Right. Chaf Cafe, and there are going to be two Zichru points on tonight's Amud. But we're going to start quite a bit from the bottom, close to 10 lines up from the bottom. Boi Mine Abaye Me Rabba, I believe this is the fourth question, maybe the fourth question of Abaye to Rabba, is that right? Yeah. Okay, 4 out of 6 questions of Abaye to Rabba of Pasei Biraos. Boi Mine Abaye Me Rabba. If you have a wall or a mat of like a wall of reeds, kana pachas mishlosha, each reed is less than 3 tvachim away, which of course means we're applying lavud. So you have basically a wall of reeds that's a wall because of lavud. So nidon mishum diumad olav. Do we accept this as a diumad or not? Right, because it seems to be that the svara in this question to say not. Does Rashi elaborate here? So yeah, it seems that the svara is to say not is that Pasei Biraos is a big chiddush. It's a big kula over here, and so the question is when we're, you know, like the minimum thing that you need to make this work is diumdin. You need double boards. So are we going to be so makel to even apply lovewood to get those minimal double boards? That's really what a lot of these, or several of these questions come down to. That how many kulos are you going to apply just to get to the bare level of Pasei Biraos? I think that's the svara to say that maybe you shouldn't be allowed to use this wall of lovewood. So what's the halacha? So Amar Leh, he says back to him, as he said so many times before, Tinisua, you have learned this before. Just learned the Mishnah, learned the Brises, you learned it. Haya shamilan ogeder ochitza sakanim nidon mishum diumad. If you have a tree or a fence or a wall of reeds, that is considered a diumad. Right, and we quoted this earlier on Daf Tesvav. Right? Remember Tu B'Shvat, the bowl of fruit, and the bowl of fruit was under a palm tree that's being used as a lechi, and that we had a whole discussion there about a mechitza that's formed on its own, naturally made. Does that count as a mechitza or not? Machlokas Abaye and Rava. So we quoted this. We quoted this piece over here, and we said, "Oh, look, a tree in Elon. That was the focus there. Look, we see a tree can be considered a wall." And we said, "Oh, maybe it was planted for that purpose." So over here, but using this Mishnah Brisa now. What is it? It's a Brisa. Yeah, using this Brisa now. It's a demonstration that you can use achitza sakanim works for and counts as a diyumad. So my lav kana pachas mishlosha, isn't that what we're talking about? Isn't that schitzas akanim akana kana pachas mishlosha? That's what we're talking about. Lo gudrisa dekani. No, actually, it's a gudrisa dekani. It looks like milashim geder, like a fence of it. Rashi says kanim michubarim harbe beetz echad samach laaretz, that the reeds are actually connected at the bottom of like one big piece of wood, like one trunk, lamalahein was parshin, and they separate from the top. So really, they're all connected at the bottom, and at the top, they spread out. So this is more. So with this chitas akanim, the chitas akanim in Abaye's question is not necessarily the chitas akanim that we are that the Mishnah was talking about, that Bryce was talking. The Bryce was talking about where it's like connected at the trunk, and therefore that for sure we could say that's a wall. But if it's divided, maybe where we have to apply love for it, maybe that we're not so quick to say it.
So
yeah.
In this case of the Drisa Dekani, does that mean that the branches that shoot out, I guess they sprout out at different angles? Does that mean that they are not using lavud if there's a separate distance between one branch and another?
Yeah. So, like, what's the mile if they're connected? Why does that make it? That's what you're asking, right?
Right.
That makes sense. Right. Like, are we still not applying lavud to get this? Is that yeah?
Yeah.
Good question.
Connected at the bottom, but at some point they're no longer connected, and from that point on. There's separation.
Does right. Yeah, and I'm not
it's
sure.
Not solid wall.
Yeah, like what's the big my love of gudrisa? What was it? A hedge or whatever they call it. This gudrisa. Why is that so much better? Just because it's connected at the bottom. Presumably we're still applying lavud. I'm not 100% sure. We'll have to look into that. But it seems to be that there is some my love them being connected. And it's above three tvachim. Mispardim zemizeh. Behemni donum kidiyumad. Avam mechitza mekanim. But bodim shaf milmata yesh revach ben kana lekana mechitza. Yeah. So it looks like maybe you're not. Maybe it's not. It says ulamala mishlosha tvachim heim. Mispardim. Ah, that's what he says. So he says. So the Masifta elucidates and says that over here we're talking about where it goes. The first three tefachim, they're still attached, and only above that is where they separate. So we actually don't need lavud in this case. That's my thank you for bringing that out. I appreciate that. So that's what we're talking about over here. But the Gemara is not so quick to accept that, right? So you're going to tell me that, oh, maybe this is a gudrisa, and therefore this is not a raya that you can use a reed wall if the wall is requiring lava to get there. Maybe to make a diumad, you need it to be a real solid wall without applying things like lavud. Sorry, I just want to make sure I'm in the right place because the Gemara is going to have an ikadamri, so I don't want to accidentally be in the wrong one. Kana pachas v'shosha lo gudrisa dekani ihachi. If that's true, hainu ilan. So that's basically the same thing as an ilan. The Brisa talks about two different cases. It says a wall of reeds and a tree. If you're going to tell me that really they're attached at the bottom. So they're attached at one trunk. So that's basically a tree. There's no chiddush there. So the Gemara. So maybe it must be talking about where you have a bunch of kanim and you're using lavud. So the Gemara says, wait, hold on. The Elamai. So what do you think? You want to tell me kana palchus mishlosha? So that's what you're going to try to tell me? Okay. So yeah, hainu geder. That's basically a fence. Same thing as a fence. So Elamai is like a member. So what are you going to tell me? Shrei gavni geder. Oh yeah. So we have a geder and ilan and a chitza sakanim. And you're going to tell me, yeah, the chitza sakanim is just another type of geder. So hakanami, I could also say the same thing. Shrei gavni ilan. So maybe, oh no, it's a geder and two types of trees, an ilan and a chitzas sakanim. So basically what the Gemara is saying is that we don't know. We can't say for sure that the chitzas sakanim here is talking about a case where it's a bunch of kanim separate and we're applying lavud. Maybe they're attached at the trunk. Aye, that's the same as an ilan. Okay, yes. But the other case is the same thing as a fence. So clearly the example of chitzas akanim is just going to be another type of geder or another type of ilan. And at that rate, we can't prove one way or the other from here that a bunch of kanim with applying lavud would count as diumdin. Ikadamri, there's another way to learn this, this exchange between Abai and Rabba. Gudrisa dekani kama ba'ile. He was actually asking about a gudrisa dekani. He was asking about where it's attached over here, where it's attached. Right. So over here, so what's the question over here? Why would that be any worse? So it could be that it's not a question really about the lovewood, but rather it doesn't have the shape of diumdin. I want to see if we have a picture over here. Right, so where it doesn't have the... Yeah, so Gudrisa Dekani, if you have the picture book, so it looks different than the...
Kufayin Tess.
Okay. Kufayin Tess.
Small version.
Yeah, yes. So the Gudrisa Dekani is not quite shaped like diumdin. The chitza, maybe that's so the chitza sakanim that we accept, that is fine. Yeah, that's where it's shaped like diumdin, and of course you can apply lovewood, and there's no problem with that. What was he asking about gudrisa dakani, where it doesn't quite look like diumdin? So gudrisa dakani mai. So what's the halacha about gudrisa dakani? Amar le tenisua. We learned this already. Hayasham geder o ilano chitza sakanim nidon mishum diumad. My lav gudrisa dekani, right? We learn explicitly in this brisa that a chitzas akanim is counts as a diumad, and aren't we there talking about a gudrisa dekani? So the Gemara says no. Lo, kana pachas meshlosha. No, maybe we're talking about like where it's a normal reed mat. We're applying reed wall. We're applying lovewood, and it's not a gudrisa dekani. So ihachi, if that's so, hainu geder. That's the same thing as a geder. So it must be. Right, because it must be that the chitza sakana that we're talking about is a gudrisa dekani. It's one of these, right, where it's attached at the bottom and spread out. Maybe, it must be that we're talking about that, because if you think it's what you're saying, it's a bunch of kanim with implying lovewood. That's the same thing as a geder. So the Gemara says ve'ela mai gudrisa dekani. What? So what? You want to tell me it's a gudrisa dekani? Hainu ilan. That's the same thing as a tree. It's the same logic, just in a different, right, different perspective. So, right, so that's the same thing as a tree. Ela mai yislach meimer. Rather, what can you say? Trei gavne ilan. Two types of trees that we're talking about. Hakanami trei gavne gader. Two types of gadarim. So we can't actually answer this question. Can you use a gudrisa dekani? It's not. Doesn't quite look like diumdin. We don't know, because this brisa, chitza sakanim, could be interpreted either way. It could be the chitza sakanim is talking about a gudrisa dekani, and that would answer yes, of course you could use it. Or it's gudrisa, or maybe the brisa is not when it says chitza sakanim, it's not talking about a gudrisa dekani. Rather, it's talking about a bunch of kanim and applying lavud, and that's okay. But gudrisa dekani would not be okay. So maybe that's what we are talking about, and we can't resolve it. Though we are able to paskin based on the ikuda amri, we're able to paskin the first case. Right, meaning let me clarify that. That was not clear. Based on the second version of this exchange between Abaye and Rava, we're able to clarify the answer to the first version. The first version wasn't sure. Huh? Are we allowed to use a kanim and apply lavud to create the diumdin? We weren't sure, and we concluded the first version. We're not sure. We can't prove one way or the other with brisa. But the second version of this exchange between Abaye and Rava takes for granted that, of course, that works. Of course, you can apply lavud to create the diumdin, and they're dealing with a different question of gudrisa dekani. So that's and actually the truth is it's the other way around also. In the first version, it paskins about gudrisa dekani that it's fine. And the question, so according to each version, it's confident in the question of the other version. Is that clear? Meaning, in version 1 of the exchange, it takes for granted that the question of version 2, of course it's fine. And in version 2, it takes for granted that, of course, the question from version 1 is fine. That's the assumption, and they're questioning the other one. Okay. Fifth question of Abaye to Rava. Finally, we're on to Afchav. Bo amine Abaye miraba. Chatzar shirosha nichnas lebein apasin. Get your picture books out for this one. So you have a chatzar that enters into the bein hapasin zone, right? So it's not really so hard. You have your diumdin for diumdin, a nice old be'er in the middle. But what's like entering into it? The entrance to the chatzar. So the two walls from the chatzar are entering into it, and there should be nice pictures over here. Don't look at Rashi's picture yet, because that's going to be confusing. So it's entering in. So here's the question. Double question. Hope he paid Rob a double for this one. Mahu, first of all, mahu letaltel, mitocha lebein hapasin. Ubein hapasin letocha. Are you allowed to... Or maybe this is only one question, actually. Are you allowed to take it from inside to Bein HaPasin and Bein HaPasin Lesocha? Yeah, so this is really just one question. Are you allowed to carry it in and out, go between the Chatzer and this area, possibly Rose? Right? Why would you... We don't explain that studin yet, but it seems to be, like, is this considered... One area? Can we assume that it's like that they're connected, or maybe it's two different reshuyos? Maybe that because the chatzer is owned, and by when we say owned, doesn't mean who has the name on the deed, but really who has full permission to enter and use that space, and the pasuk biros is owned by the ole regalim. Right, the people who are being ola l'regel, that's whom it's for in the first place, right? Primarily, so that they have a place to go and they can get water for their animals. So maybe it's two different zones, two different ownerships, two different reshuyos, and you would not be able to go from one to the other. Amar le, Rabba says to Abaye, mutter, it is mutter. Rashi says to halika diurin bein apasin delisro layo delahavi motzi reshus l'reshus achavero, because. Yes, it's true that they have access there. The pilgrims for Aliyah Regal have access there, but they don't own the space, and they're not diurin. They're not like residents in the Pasuk Biros. Hopefully not. Hopefully someone put them up. So, so we're not going to consider it separate reshus, and therefore you can go from one to the other. Very interesting. Now here's where Abaye has to pay double. So shtayim, mai. What about two? Meaning. What if there are, right? So this should have another picture. What if there are two chatzeros that are both opened into the same area of Pasuk Biros? What is this change? Rashi says, "Shtayim zu etzel zu mechitza b'nehem v'shtein roshin b'bein pasin." What?
I don't see the difference.
Well, Rabba does. Amar le, usher. Rabba says it's going to be usher. Because now what you have is and this may not be Rabba's reason, but maybe the question is assuming for a moment that you have two different chatzeros, two different reshuyos, using now one space. Meaning, right? It's fine because you have if the Pasuk Biros is one reshus. It's not even a reshus. So it can like be a subcategory, like attached to one of the chatzeros. But over here you have two chatzeros opening into it. So now you have two reshuyos. But Rabba says usher, and he quotes the following reason, seemingly. Amar Rav Huna, shtayim asturin vafilu irvu. And even if those two chatzeros have an eruv between them, which is not eruv chatzeros, I guess that's a sheet of mavos. That would be sheet of mavos, right? Because er chatzeros is within houses in one chatzer. This is connected to chatzeros. But even if they have an er of zasser, an er, why? Gzeira, it's a gzeira. Shema yomru er of moel lebein apasin. Because maybe people will say that the er helps for for the for Bein HaPasim. Meaning, L'shatef Rashi says, L'shatef Chatzeros Yachad. Sharo Osan Metaltel, Mitochen Le Bein HaPasim, Lo Yada Deyesh Pesach Beinehen, B'Savar Haidu Lo Asan Adadi. Like, meaning that there's going to be a concern that people, so even if there's an Erev, it's Usher. Without an Erev, it seems like it's for sure Usher, because you have two Chatzeros using the same area, using the same Pasi Baros. And even if there's an Erev, Rav Huna is afraid that you might say, oh, look, Pasi Baros, that's the Pasi Baros allows you to join the Chatzeros together. That's not the case. So to prevent people from saying that, even if there is an Erev, Rav Huna says it's Aser. Rava Amar, Erevu Mutter. Rava's not worried about this concern. He says, as long as you have an Erev between the two Chatzeros, it's Mutter, and you can even use it in the Erev Pasi Baros. Amar Le Abaye Le Rava. Abaye says to Rava, something we don't see every day, Tanya, we don't do the Brisa, Tanya, mit Demisayala. Abaye says to Rava, I'll help you out a bit. You have a Brisa that supports you. Here's the Brisa Abaye quotes. Chatzer Shirosha Echad Nichnas Lebein HaPasin, Mutter Letalta Mitocha Lebein HaPasin, and Lebein HaPasin Letocha. If you have one, it's interesting that Abaye presumably found this Brisa after he asked the question to Rabbah. Because it seems to be explicitly his question to Rabbah. So if you have a Chatzer open to Bein HaPasin, you can carry within them Aval Shtayim Aser. But two, you're not allowed to. Right, which also seems to be Rabba. But med dvarim morim. When do we say it's atzer? Shelo irvu, aval irvu mutarin. But if there's an eruv, then it's mutter. So this seems to be, yeah. So this seems to be a reject. Oh, le matavi tiyufta de Rav Huna. Sounds like a rejection of Rav Huna, right? So let's just take a step back for a moment, just so we just organize all these pieces. Abaye asked Rabba about a chatzer that's opened into it. Can you carry? He says, yes. What if it's two chatzeros? Rabba says, no, you cannot. And quotes Rav Huna, even if there's an Erev, you cannot, because there's a gezeira, we're concerned. Rava says, I'm not concerned. That's not a problem at all. We're not worried about that. If there's an Erev, you can, even if there are two chatzeros opening into the Pasi Baros. Abaye says, I have a brisa that supports you, and the brisa seems to support him. So now the Rekha says, "Bamed on worm." If there's an Erev, if there's no Erev, but if there's Erev, it's fine. Oh, now we have a problem according to Rav Huna. Rav Huna can't argue with a brisa. Lema tavi tuvta de Rav Huna. The Gemara says, in defense of Rav Huna, de Rav Huna, Amar lach Rav Huna, hosam dehadron va'aravon. No, this is where they went back and they Erev'd it. In a much more pronounced way. So over here, Rashi has a picture. Dajan Varavan, Shnifritza Binehan, Pirza Gedola, Bisofa, where there's like a big breach at the end, Shagali Lakol, that is revealed to everyone, Sharashus Achasi. Meaning, if we have a very clear indicator that these two Chatzeros are connected, so then we're not concerned. Meaning, what was Rav Huna's problem in the first place? Why does Rav Huna argue with Rava? Rav Huna argues with Rava because he says, I know technically with two chatzeros that have an Erev, you should be able to carry into the Pasi Baros. I'm afraid people will not notice that the chatzeros have an Erev, and they'll think that, why can you carry? Because of the Pasi Baros. I don't want people to think that. Therefore, we're going to say that therefore Rav Huna says, an Erev is not enough. But if it's so clear that these chatzeros are connected, because there's this large breach at the end of it, and it's very clear that they're connected, however you might understand this, so he says, okay, there's no gezeira, I'm not worried. This brisa, which says, as long as there's an Erev, you can carry in the Pasi Baros of the two chatzeros, this brisa must be talking about where it's not just an Erev, but also Hadron v'Avron, Arvon, they went back and made it a more pronounced point that they're connected, and therefore there'd be no gezeira. So Rav Huna would say, this brisa doesn't go against me, it's just, you know, the brisa means where it's like very, very clear that they are that there's an Erev here. Okay? Final question of Abaye Rava. Abaye Mirabah, the sixth question, Yavshu Mayim B'Shabbos. Interesting question over here. What mahu? What if the water dried on Shabbos? Meaning of the well, right? Going back to Yud Ches, right? Yud Ches, we read the chuppah and we read the pasi beraz. The chuppah is over the watering hole. We had a back and forth. There were three Tanaic opinions about, or maybe even four, about Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Hananya and the Tanakhama. We had four opinions about, well, is it Boros? Is it Be'eros? Is it Boros to Yachid? Boros to Rabim? We said a Be'er is better than a Bor because a Bor can dry up and a Be'er, right, that doesn't dry up typically. But let's say, bottom line, unclear how, however it happened, but this watering hole dried up. You had Pasi Biros before Shabbos, and now it dried up on Shabbos. Mahu, what is the halacha? Amar le, Rabbi said back to him, Klum nasis mechitza el bishvil mayin? Was there any other reason to matir this type of wall? Right, river. This is a big heter. Pasi Biros is a big heter. You have a massive gap between it, between these walls. You have a few double boards, and this is going to be a mechitza? Right, you have it's poritz merubah al omed. Right, you have more breach than wall. This is going to be okay. We only allow this because of the water. Mayim ein kan, mechitza ein kan. Right, no shoes, no service. So no water, no wall. The wall is dependent on the water. Boy, Ravin asked a different question. Interesting also. Yav shumayim b'Shabbos, ubo b'Shabbos. Let's say it dried up, and then it rained again on Shabbos. So it lost its status on Shabbos, but then it rained again. Did it regain its status on Shabbos? Ma, what's the halacha there?
Fresh rainwater on Shabbos.
Okay, that's an interesting question.
Then how does it mean it dried up in return, meaning... This is not rainwater. This is subterranean water.
Lav davka. Let's say it was for a boar. A boar to rob him. Like some opinions say it's a boar to rob him. However it happened. You could have it, right? A person went to his personal reservoir and filled it up himself. A guy, a Jew, whatever it is. Right? One way or another, it got filled up again. On Shabbos, mahu, what's the halacha? Abaye, Amar le Abaye, Yavshu b'Shabbos lo tibayilach. Dibay mine demar. He said, okay, first of all, don't ask me about if it dried up on Shabbos without being refilled, because I already asked that to the master, to Rabba. Upashitli, and he answered, the usher, it's usher. Ba'o nami lo tibayilach. If they came on Shabbos, meaning it got refilled on Shabbos, also don't ask me that. Dehavale mechitza shriya b'Shabbos. What is that? That's a classic case of a mechitza that is made on Shabbos, right? Meaning that's essentially what happened. Because the mechitza ceased to be a mechitza.
What?
Oh, no, it's actually not.
This is considered binyan d'oraisa?
Yeah, we're going to see. Wait, hold on. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to the d'oraisa d'rabbanan status. But this is a mechitza that's made on Shabbos, because the Pasi Biros lost their status, at least mid-d'rabbanan, they lost their status of a mechitza because the water disappeared. So when the water comes back, it's like a mechitza that, ta-da, it was a mechitza made on Shabbos. And we know the status of a mechitza made on Shabbos, right? Daf Tesvav. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, kol mechitza yisuya b'Shabbos, any wall that was made on Shabbos, bein b'shogi, bein b'meiz, bein b'onis, bein meratzon, whether it was accidental or intentional, or it was forced, or happened by willingly, shema mechitza, it's called a mechitza. So this is perfect. He says the question is a very, very easy question. This wall, this right, the water dried up, the wall ceased to be a wall, the water was refilled, the mechitza becomes a wall again, mechitza made on Shabbos, we know it counts as a wall. Hold on, Abaye. V'lav itmar la. But wasn't it stated regarding this din that you just mentioned in this brisa, Omar of Nachman, lo shanu el lizrok, avilataltel lo. Didn't we learn on this, regarding this brisa, this type of wall, that's only regarding throwing, but not moving. Now remember, throwing and moving are code words for derais and derabanan when it comes to carrying. We've mentioned this, we've seen this a few times in Shabbos and in Erevin, that that Zrika, and Tilton not to explain why he chooses this terminology, but when we say that it's disregarding Lizrok, we mean that it's an Isser Deraisa, meaning this Rav Nachman qualifies one of these walls that was made on Shabbos. If a wall was made on Shabbos, we say it's considered a Mechitza, that's only Lizrok. That's only Midaraisa, meaning if you Lizrok, if you threw in it, you're going to, it's going to be Chayev. But Litaltil, to give you a heter to carry in it, that is a problem. Even Midrabanan, it's not considered a wall. Meaning, now, going back, we asked the question, Ravin asked, these pasibiros, where the wall dried up and then it was refilled, does that count? Are the mechitzas because the mechitzas are made on Shabbos? But I says, of course they are. But based on Rav Nachman's qualification, this doesn't allow us to carry in this area. It means that midaraisa it's considered a wall, so you'd be chayev for things. But midarabanan you can't carry in this area. So kietmar no. So the Gemara responds in defense of Abaye. Kietmar de Rav Nachman amazed itmar. Rav Nachman's qualification is regarding mazid. He says no. Mechitza was made intentionally on Shabbos, then there's an Isser Derabanan in carrying in this space. But if the wall was made on Shabbos b'shogeg or on its own, it just happened, like let's say it rained or something like that. In that case, even midrabanan, it would be considered a wall, and even midrabanan, you can carry in it. So the bottom line, the psak would be if the water dried up and then it was refilled, we consider this a mechitza, not just midaraisa, even midrabanan, you're allowed to carry in it, assuming it wasn't made b'mezid. Amar, so now let's get to the deraisa derabanan discussion even more. Amar Rabbi Elazar, I think. I'm Rabbi Elazar, because it's probably an Amora, Rabbi Elazar. Hazurik lebein pase habiros chayiv. Somebody who throws, right? So let's say someone is outside the pase habiros. He's standing in the base of Rabbim. He says, "Oh, let me throw a penny into the well." Actually, I don't like that case because the well is for sure resos yachid. He says, "Let me throw something into the space of the pasibi rose." Right. So over here, he's throwing from a resursa rabim into this space, which is a resursa yachid. So he's chayiv in that case. Gemara says pshita. Shlomo says not so pshita. I didn't realize that was pshita, but the Gemara says it's pshita. Right? Why? Why? How is it so pashit? Because ilav mechitza he. If it wasn't a mechitza midaraisa, if we didn't consider the diyumdin a mechitza deraisa, heichi mishtari lelamalos. How would the rabban ever matir the case of pasibiros for the only regalim? The fact that the rabban say, okay, we allow you to do diyumdin and turn this rishus arabim into rishus ayachid, an extension of the well, we allow you to do that. They couldn't do that if the space weren't walls midiraisa. It's only midirabanan. They don't like it because it's paritz meruba al omed and other reasons that we don't like it midirabanan. Why they wouldn't be makel unless it was this case of pasibiros. But over here, right? So this is a right, but. So obviously, it's midiraisa. It's considered a wall, and if it's midiraisa considered a wall, then of course, if you throw anything into it, it would be us. You'd be chayev achatas. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar? Actually, is this Rabbi Eliezer? Might be Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, our sister is Rabbi Elazar, so I'll hold by you. I retract. It is Rabbi Elazar because the Gemara then says Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. We're talking. Yeah, okay. Sorry. Yes, confirmed. So lo tzricha. No, we need this teaching, Rabbi Elazar. The oved ke'ein pase biros berushusarab and vizarek lesocha chayev. No, we don't mean it's a case of pase biros. We mean that, meaning there's no well there, but someone put up four diumdin without a well. There's no well. They just, you know, like, oh, I really thought that was a really neat structure that they did for the wells. So you do it on your own and somewhere else, and it's this structure, and you throw into that space. That also, midiraisa, right? Because it's the same types of walls. Midiraisa, those are considered walls. Midiraisa, this is a reshus yachid, and you threw something into it. Of course, you have gratis. So hanami pshita. Again, this is also pashit. Ilav deba alma mechitzahi, gabi bor hechi mishdari lei letal tulei. If it, again, if the diyum didn't were not midiraisa considered a mechitzos, then I don't care if there's a well or not. How, if there's a well there, how would we ever come to be matir carrying in it? It must be that the pasei biros, these walls are midiraisa considered walls, whether there's a well or not. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar saying? You're chayav achata. Of course you're chayav achatos. Lo, tzricha. We need this case. Afal gav dekabaki barabim. Even though the rabim burst through it, meaning that you have pasei biros and the rabim. Walk through the space, so maybe you'll say, "Oh, that's not a reshus yachid." There's a public thoroughfare going through here, so even that. And Rabbi Lazar says, even so, the diyum didn't retain their status as mechitzos. That already is a chiddush, but it's not a chiddush for Rabbi Lazar, as we're about to see. Umay kamashmalan. So what's the big chiddush, Rabbi Lazar? Delo asu rabim umavatim mechitzasa. So the big chiddush of Rabbi Lazar is that the rabbim walking through the space doesn't ruin the status of diyum din as mechitzos. Ha'amar Rabbi Lazar chad azimna, but we know Rabbi Lazar holds that. By the way, it's going to be a machlokas. We're going to see it's a machlokas whether that's true or not. Some would say no. A public rabbim bakinba will definitely make ruin the status of the diyum din as mechitzos. Rabbi Lazar holds against that. The problem is that Rabbi Lazar teaching this separately. We already know it, Rabbi Lazar. From this following Mishnah, Ditznan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Em ha'yis aderech which is a rabbim, mevsakton yisal kenet litzdadin." That if the path of Rishus Rabbim breaks it up, you have to move it over to the side. Meaning that the Rishus if the rabbim go through it, if rabbim are boken ba, it's the diyum they lose their status as machitos. And the Chachamim argue, and they say, no, it doesn't lose its status as mechitzos. And here's the point. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, Da'amri Tarvayu, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar both said, Kan hodiach ha-kochon shel mechitzos. Says, wow, look at the great strength of mechitzos. That the diyum din are such good mechitzos, that even if the rabbim go through, they retain the status as mechitzos, which seems to indicate that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Elazar holds like the opinion of the Chachamim, right? So again, to backtrack again, just so everything is organized, Rabbi Elazar says something that seems very pashut. If you throw something into a pasei biros space, even though the rabbim is bakin ba, the rabbim goes through there, it retains the status of mechitzos. So we say that's a nice chiddush. Not everyone would agree to that. It's a nice chiddush, but we know you hold that, Rabbi Lazar, because we had a Mishnah which had this very machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda said the rabbim ruins the mechitzos, the diyum din mechitzos, and the Chachamim say no, it's not. And Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar himself, both said, look at the kolach of mechitzos, which indicates that they hold like the Rabbanan, the Chachamim. So if Rabbi Lazar, we know you hold like the Chachamim, based on your comments, we know you hold like the Chachamim. We know you hold that the Rabbim going through doesn't ruin the Mechitzos. So what's the Chiddush of this Halacha that if we throw it into there, it retains a status as a Rishos Yachid? So the Gemara says, Ime Hasam, if it was only from there, if we only had this comment of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, I would have thought, Kan v'lo sirle. I would have thought maybe he says here, right? Like that's the opening word of that statement, right? They say Kan hodiach kolgan shel mechitzos. Here we see the great strength of mechitzos. So I would think Kan in this case, v'lo sirle, but I don't hold like that. Like meaning like I'm looking at the case in front of me. I mean, I'm looking at this opinion. Like, look at this opinion here. According to this opinion here, you see the kolach mechitzos. But that's only here. That's not real life. I don't hold like that. So that's what I might have thought. So this statement alone, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan commenting on the opinion of Chachamim, I wouldn't know that they actually hold like that. I therefore need the teaching of Rabbi Lazar, where he says, like, if you throw it into this pasei biros space, you're chayav chatas, because otherwise I wouldn't know that he actually holds like the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, okay, well, v'lema ha v'lo bai hach. So then, then they didn't need to comment here at all. What's the chiddush of their comment? So yes, fine. Granted, we need the case of Rabbi Lazar where he says you throw it into the Pasibi Rose zone and you're Chayav Chatas. That we need. But so why do we need this comment of Rabbi Yochanan and this commentary Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar? You see the koach of Mechitzos. Why do you need that? That part is superfluous. So the Gemara says, Chada Miklal Chaverta Itmar. No, one was stated from its friend. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, I guess, didn't actually make this comment, seems like. They didn't make this comment. Rather, it was derived, and someone else said it. But it's not like it shouldn't be viewed as an independent teaching of Rabbi Lazar, because yes, that would be superfluous. Rather, it was derived that's what he actually holds, that he holds like the opinion of the Chachamim, and reflects on it. But that's not actually his opinion. Okay, well, we're already at 40 minutes into the year, so I'll just dasim on him in the WhatsApp group.